Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read you a Berenstain Bears book because they are kind of the best and everybody loves them, don't we? Yes, we do. So today's story is called The Berenstain Bears and the Slumber Party. It was written by Stan and Jane Berenstain and it's read today by Mommy. And... Huh? Huh? Oh, I know exactly who makes those noises. Wow. I think we might have, we might be under attack from a creature from Minecraft. Are you? Huh? Yeah. That's exactly who, you're a pillager, right? Yep. Oh, Mommy, you nailed it again. Mommy and her pillager. Huh. Let's go, you guys. Are you ready? Oh, wait, but before we get this going, I have to give my patron shout out. It is for our friend, Lily. Her birthday was on the 16th, but which is a very popular day to have a birthday, believe it or not. Several of our friends have birthdays on the 16th. But Lily and her sister Olivia were having a really great birthday party celebration for Lily. And their mom, Katrina, said, hey, can we get a good shout out for her birthday? And I said, you better believe it. So girls, Lily, this one's for you. We hope that you enjoyed today's story. And we thank you so much for being our patrons and for supporting us. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. The Berenstain Bears and the Slumber Party. Sometimes little bears, good behavior ends when they pack their pajamas and stay over with friends. Uh-oh. Oh dear. Let's see what this is about. One of the most interesting things about a telephone is that when it rings, sometimes you don't know who's calling until you answer it. And this is the way it used to be with old-fashioned phones. And even now, sometimes on your cell phone, it doesn't really tell you. It just says, like, the number. And maybe you don't know who it is for sure. Well, sometimes when the phone rang in the bear's treehouse, it was for Papa. And Papa Bear is a furniture maker. And sometimes customers often call about buying a table or chair.
Yes, I think I can handle that. How soon will you need it?
And sometimes it was Grizzly Gran calling Grandma about getting together for a visit.
This weekend? That'll be fine, Gran.
And when the call was for Brother Bear, it was usually Cousin Freddy with a question about homework.
The fifth problem? I got 6.5. What did you get?
And when it was for Sister Bear, it was almost always her best friend, Lizzie Bruin.
It's for you, sister. It's Lizzie.
And Lizzie almost always had some big idea. A tea party for all their stuffed animals, going up to the attic and dressing up in grown-ups' clothes, or organizing a sorority and using Farmer Ben's old chicken coop as a clubhouse. With permission, of course.
It's okay with me, but I think I should warn you
that P.U. It smells pretty bad inside that chicken coop. Do you know sometimes chickens can smell, you know, yeah. But today, Lizzie was calling with her best idea yet.
A slumber party tonight at your house? Great idea, said Sister.
Yes, just a few of my dearest friends,
Lizzie continued.
You, and of course Anna, Millie, and Queenie, bring your sleeping bag. Anna and Millie are bringing some music, and Queenie's going to teach us the latest dance steps.
Wow. That's a big group of girls.
I don't know, Mama Bear said later. You've never slept away from home before.
Oh, but I have, protested Sister. At Grizzly Gramps and Gran's, one time for a whole week.
That's different, said Mama. Gramps and Gran are family. Close family.
The Bruins are neighbors, argued Sister. close neighbors. Oh, please, Mama. It'll be such fun. Anna and Millie have great music, and Queenie is going to teach us the latest dance steps. Please, Mama.
Oh, I suppose it's all right, sighed Mama. Come on, let's start getting you organized for this slumber party.
Oh, Mama, Mama, my mama senses are tingling, and they're saying, don't do it.
You know,
she said as she checked out Sister's sleeping bag.
It still had some leaves stuck into it from the family sleep out. Sleeping over at a friend's house is a kind of special privilege, and something that goes with privilege is responsibility. Do you know what that word means?
Sure, said Sister. Privilege means being allowed to do stuff, and responsibility means not messing up.
Now, you remember what your mama told you about privilege and responsibility,
said Papa Bear as Sister started off for Lizzie Bruin's.
Oh, I will, Papa. I will, she said.
But, you know, I don't know about this. But Sister wasn't far along the road to Lizzie's before she'd begun to think about all the fun and excitement she was going to have at the party. And it didn't take long for those thoughts to push Mama's advice about privilege and responsibility clear out of her head. Another interesting thing about telephones is that they help news to travel fast. Anna told her other friends about the slumber party, and they told their friends, and Millie did the same, and pretty soon, cubs from all over the neighborhood were calling Lizzie and asking if they could come to the party.
Sure, she said, but bring some popcorn or soda. We don't want to run out.
Too Tall Grizzly didn't hear about the party by phone. He heard about it when he and his gang went to show Queenie his new music player.
A slumber party,
he said to his pals. Sounds like fun.
How are we going to get invited to a girl's party?
Asked one of them.
We're not going to get invited, stupid,
said Too Tall. Oh my goodness.
We're going to crash, music player and all.
These guys are not good guys, I'll tell you that right now. Later, when the rest of the Bear family had settled down for a quiet evening at home, Mama Bear sighed and said,
I'm sure she'll be all right.
Of course she will,
said Papa Bear, looking up from a magazine.
After all, Mama said, Sister is a well-behaved little cub, and Mr. and Mrs. Bruin have a lovely, well-run home and are responsible, careful parents.
No doubt about it,
said Papa, going back to his reading. There was only one problem. Mr. and Mrs. Bruin weren't home. They had gone out for the evening and left Lizzie in the care of a teenage sitter who wasn't much older than some of Lizzie's guests. The Bruins hadn't planned on a slumber party when Lizzie had asked if she could have a few friends sleep over. And they certainly hadn't planned for a rip-roaring, ear-splitting, popcorn-throwing, soda-squirting party for half of the cubs in the neighborhood. Because that's what was happening with Sister right in the thick of it. The only thing that wasn't happening at the slumber party was slumber. Lizzie's sitter tried to keep things under control, but she couldn't even make herself heard over the noise. You never heard such a commotion. Some neighbors up the road had never heard such a commotion either. They called the police. The chief sent Officer Marguerite to investigate. She reached the Bruins' house at the same time Mr. and Mrs. Bruin were returning home. Well, things calmed down pretty quickly after that. The party was canceled, parents were called, Lizzie was sent to bed, and an angry and disappointed Mama Bear came to take sister home.
"I'm angry and disappointed," said Mama Bear as they walked home through the night. "After all the things I said about privilege and responsibility."
Sister was grounded and sent to bed, doubly grounded, which meant she had to stay in her room for a day and in the house for a week.
"That's a pretty harsh punishment,"
commented Papa Bear a little later.
"Not harsh at all," said Mama. "You should have seen the Bruins' living room. Popcorn stuck to everything, soda all over the place, lamps knocked over, an absolute disgrace. And after all that I said about privilege and responsibility."
"Sister does have her share to blame. Sister does have to share the blame," said Papa. "But she didn't do it all by herself. It was one of those situations where one thing leads to another and things get out of control. But you know, my dear, privilege and responsibility aren't just for cubs. They're for parents, too."
"Cushions all strewn about," said Mama.
"It's a privilege to have cubs. And with privilege goes responsibility," continued Papa. "So we're partly to blame, too. When Lizzie invited Sister to the slumber party, it was our responsibility to call the Bruins. If we had, we'd have found out that they would be going out for the evening, and the whole thing would have been nipped in the bud."
Said Mama thoughtfully. I was thinking the same thing. I thought, Mama, you didn't even talk with the Bruins to make sure you knew what was going to be going on. The next morning, she canceled the grounding and took Sister over to the Bruins to help clean up. Anna, Millie, and Queenie had come to help too.
"I know what," said Lizzie, as full of ideas as ever. "Let's make this a clean-up party."
"Let's not," said Sister. "And if you don't mind, Liz, I don't want to hear the word party again for a long time."
I don't blame her. Boy, they've had quite a mess to pick up there, didn't they? And I think they learned a very important lesson about privilege and responsibility. We get lots of great privileges, and we must be responsible with them, mustn't we? It's an important lesson to learn, especially if you're going to have a slumber party someday, right? Yeah. And so, my dear friends, that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.